If you look in the beginning of Megillas Esther, in Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk says, "Bayoyim Hashvi, ki toiv lev hamelach bayayin." It was the seventh day, and the heart of the melech was good in wine. Omar lebehuma bisa charvoina biksa avaksa zeisa vecharka shivas hasarisim. He told his seven ministers to go out and bring Vashti. This is the pasuk in the Megillah. Ayayim Hashvi, this seventh day, Rashi right over here, Megillas Esther says, the Chazal tell us it was Shabbos. It's based on a Gemara. It's a Peledik in Gemara. The Gemara in Megillah writes in Daf Yud Beis, B'yayim Hashvi, ki toiv lev ha-melech b'yayin, on the seventh day, that's when he was good and drunk. Otu ana idno loitov liba b'chamro. Until then, he wasn't so drunk. Elo yom hashvi Shabbos hoya. The seventh day is Shabbos. She Yisrael oichlim v'shoisim. Klal Yisrael's eating and drinking on their Shabbos. U'maschila b'divrei Torah v'divrei tishbachos. And they talk in Torah and zmiras tishbachos. They eat and drink. And they go ahead and start talking about indecent talk, things that are not moral. This is what the Gemara brings down. The Gemara said they started talking about which women are nicer, Madiyos nice, or Parsiyos nice. From Madai is nicer, or from Paras is nicer. And Achashverosh said, no, my wife's the nicest, and that's how they brought out Vashti. Says the Vilna Gaon, HaGemara Einoi Muvan Klal. I can't understand this Gemara at all. Loi HaKushya V'loi HaTeretz. Not the question of the Gemara, and not the Teretz of the Gemara. I don't understand what went on in this Gemara. Mahakushi, what was the question of the Gemara? You were asked, Ana Idna, until now he wasn't drunk? Who said until now he wasn't drunk? Gamba Yayim Hashvi, he was also drunk. No one said he wasn't drunk until now. Why wouldn't he be drunk? Mahakushi, the Gamba Teretz ain't a moving cloud. Even the answer to the Gemara, I don't understand. The Gemara's answer is, it was Shabbos, and the Yidden celebrate, and the Goyim do different. How's that an answer? How long ain't some chosoy b'shvil Shabbos? Achashverosh party had nothing to do with Shabbos. Achashverosh is the seventh day enjoying his wine, and you're bringing in Shabbos? My Sheikh in Yisrael, what does Klal Yisrael have to do with that? The Gemara and Megillah Yud Beis here is Mamash Apella, both the Kasha and the Teretz. What's Pashup Shat, Frekta Vilna Goyim? Zokta Vilna Gaon, Dvorim Leiron. Ha Inyin, what the Gemara really means, Omru B'Medrash, is a very famous Medrash that we probably all know. Kol Mokom Shenema Melech Stam. Whenever in the Megillah it says Melech, by itself, without Melech Achashverosh, Melech by itself, that word, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's really hinting and referring to the real Melech, Hashem. That's a famous medrash. Al zeh koshlu, this is what the Gemara was asking. It says, Bayoyim Hashvi, ki toiv lev hamelech bayayin, melech alone. So the Gemara was asking, Otu ana inna, loy toiv lev hamelech bayayin, until now, the lev hamelech wasn't toiv bayayin, pirush. Vaday ein hanol HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yena. The Rebbeinu Shem gets no hanor from their wine, from their parties. Umayshno idna, what does it mean now, all of a sudden, the Rebbeinu Shem is having hanor, and it's toiv lev hamelech bayayin. Hashem now was all of a sudden happy, and besimcha. Umashani, and the Gemara was answering, da idna Shabbos haya. Today, the seventh day, is referring to Shabbos. The love ayenom koy. We're not going with their wine for their party of Achashverosh. Ela toiv leiv hamelach bayayin shel Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Shlom was happy because of the wine of Klal Yisrael. Sha'oichlim v'shoisim. Klal Yisrael on Shabbos sit down and they eat and drink, and yet oyiskim v'divrei Torah v'divrei tishbachos. They have a whole respectable suda, although it's with food and wine. Mashayekin umayis ha'olam oichlim v'shoisim v'oyiskim v'divrei tiflos. And they have their indecent talk and immoral discussions. The aim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hanor Mehem Klal. The Baruch Hashem has no Hanor from them at all. So says the Vilna Gaon, a Moira D'Kapshad here, that the Rabbeinu Shloilom, here the Pasuk is revealing to us, here in Megillas Esther, it's revealing to us that the Rabbeinu Shloilom's Hanor, by Yoyim Hashmi, Toiv Leiv HaMelech, the Rabbeinu Shloilom, was all excited by Yayin, meant the Yayin of Klal Yisrael, because the seventh day was Shabbos, when Klal Yisrael sits down to food and drink, and yet they still stay decent people, moral individuals, they don't lose themselves. And the Mela, that was a gewaldige Hanor that the Rabbeinu Shalom had. Related to this, if you look at the Targum on this Pasuk, the Targum learns this Pasuk that it's referring to Mordechai davening. Mordechai was davening when Klal Yisrael went to the Suda. He realized they made a grave mistake. A sakana nira, Klal Yisrael joining Achashverosh Suda. I told them not to. Why'd they go? And he started davening to the Rabbeinu Shalom to watch Klal Yisrael and save them. His tefillos weren't answered, says the Targum, until by Yoyim Hashvi, Ki Toiv Leiv HaMelech Bayayin, that day when the Rabbeinu Shalom was so tefreeded, then he was mekabel the tefillah that Mordechai was davening on the behalf of Klal Yisrael. Which means, lefi the Targum, because the Rabbeinu Shalom is so happy with Klal Yisrael, the way they're acting, it makes a tremendous ace ratzon. And that's why the Rabbeinu Shalom accepted his tefillah. It was an ace ratzon. And this concept is really the famous in the Tur in Hilchos Shabbos. If you look at Siman Reish Tzadi Beis, a Moira D'Ketur, we don't even realize we do this every Shabbos. You come to Mincha, Zek the Tur, Seder Mincha, you say Ashrei, Volotzio, and V'Kaddish, and then you say V'Oimer Pasuk, Adi Tfilosi L'cho Hashem Eis Ratzon. Why you say that Pasuk? Strange. How does that pasuk come in? Zok the Tur, we say that pasuk al pi medrash. The medrash writes, Yosichu bi yoishvei shar, uneginois shoisei sheichar. He's quoting a pasuk in Tehillim Samach Tes, that the people sitting at the gate are talking, and the song of the drinkers of the sheikhar, the wines, uksim basrei, anit filosi l'cho Hashem eis ratzon. And then right afterwards we have the pasuk, anit filosi in Tehillim. What's the connection? Zok the Medrash, I'll tell you the connection. Oh my David of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David HaMelech told the Rabbeinu Shloilom, ein uma zu kishar uma sa'olam. Klal Yisrael is not like the Goyim. Uma sa'olam, when a goyim go ahead and drink and get drunk, holchin upoichazin, they become disgusting type of people. Va'anu loikain, Klal Yisrael's not like that. El aval pi shashasinu, Klal Yisrael had a suda, Shabbos morning, they ate, they drank, and yet they're able to come afterwards to mincha and daven. Ani tzvilosi l'cho Hashem eis ratzon. Zok the Tur, that's a meridik eis ratzon. If Klal Yisrael, after drinking and eating, could come to a mincha and daven and lay for Kriyas HaTorah, it's a meridik eis ratzon. And that's what the Bach explains also over there. The Bach says, shekoyim b'Torah. Can you imagine that even able to lay in the Torah, la'akha sha'ochlu v'shasu? This is a cause that I'm going to answer them. It's Taka Eis Rotzoin. So we're seeing here a moment to take a new idea that the Eis Rotzoin that we have on Shabbos, or even the Eis Rotzoin that we have on Purim, is based on that we are Yidden, that we're able to drink and eat and not become like that Goya Nudius. That's what it means. Unbelievable. And the Meshech Chochma in Parashas Ekev explains this Yisoid on Birchas HaMazon in regard to benching. Every day after a Suda we bench. Why do we bench and thank Hashem for food? Meshech Chochma writes, V'achalto v'savoto v'irachta is the pasuk that's the source of Birchas HaMazon min HaTorah, min HaRaisa. So simply you understand, it's a toidu bracha avur gemuloi hatoiv, shegomuloi lov Hashem Yisbarach. The Baruch Hashem gave us good, you had a geshmak, a suda, you're thanking Him. Abazok to Meshech Chochma, no. You really made a bracha beforehand, l'chayri be'etzem, out of that alone, you wouldn't even need to make the benching afterwards. You thank the Shem when you started. What's the underlying real reason of benching? Be'emes ein habrocha al zeh bilvad. It's not really the Birchas HaMazon. It's not just to thank Hashem for what He gave you. It's not really the yisoid of benching. But rather of the Meshech Chochma. Rak hu inyin u'mechuvin acher. It has a whole different intention. When a person eats and becomes satisfied, the reality is when you're full, then you're destined. Leviat means to kick away Hashem. Like the pasuk brings down, you eat and become satisfied, and you forget about Hashem. Tziva Hashem Yisrael, the Baruch Shalom commanded us. L'chein tziva. Therefore He commanded us. Shekeshe yoichol v'yisba. When a yid eats and becomes satisfied. Yazkir shem elikab v'toydim v'rchenu. Remember Hashem in thanks. In order that you shouldn't be Yeshiach levavim. It means a stubborn heart. To stray away from the Baruch Shalom's ways because you're full and satisfied and you're going to be v'shachachta. We don't want you to be v'shachachta. Davka k'shu saveya, when you're full, that's when you're at risk to be forgetting Hashem. V'olul saveya l'shakoyach. You're old to be satisfied and forgot. U'shtakeya begasus, to sink into your gaiva, v'chobrius, and your physicality. Even if you have a suda, that's a mitzvah to eat. But food itself brings this risk. So to Meshech Chochma, that's why the Rebbeinu Shem gave us a deraisa dikadin of benching, that a person should know how to use his food and still show Hashem, I remember you and I connect to you. And it could be, this is Pashup Shat, we all know, benching is a tremendous Eis Ratzon. It's brought down Gvaldika promises and segulas in benching. It could be this is the yisoid. After a person eats and he's still going ahead and connecting to Hashem with a benching, that's a tremendous Eis Ratzon in Hashem's eyes. He sees how a yid's different than a goy. A goy drinks and eats and he goes ahead to all his filth. And a yid stays connected and he's able to bench. That's a moiridika eis rotzen and a power that a person has to bench after a meal. You know, people think, you see some bachurim, they look like extremists. They put on the hat by benching and the jacket. These frum of people, what's going on with them? What's this frumkeit? But in truth, the Bach brings down in the Tur in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, that it's mamash this yisoid that we're talking about of why they put on the hat and jackets. The Tur writes, Rav Ashi Paras Sudra Resha. Rav Ashi used to put on his hat when he had the bench. Says the Bach, Ein Sofek, I have no doubt. Diritsoyna Loima, what he's coming to teach us over here is, Da'ava Pisha Roisha Mechusa, although he has a yarmulke on, his head's covered. Afilu Hachi Lo Yevorech Begilu Yaroish, he wouldn't go ahead and bench with an uncovered head without putting on his hat. Why? Lufisha Kisui Zeh, when he puts on his hat, Machnia Leva Adam, it lowers, it gives a person Hachna. It gives you the kavana that you need in your benching to taka go ahead, although you just ate, and eating itself makes you v'shachachta es Hashem. But putting on a hat and jacket, says the Bach, makes a person with hachna, and he's able in the right mode to go ahead and connect to Hashem and bench properly. Unbelievable. And ever since the Vilna Gaon writes in the Deres Eliyahu on this pasuk of Achalta v'Savata v'Irachta, which you know is the pasuk that's Mechayim as a benching, the Vilna Gaon writes over there, Michael, food alone. He's quoting a pasuk in Yeshaya, Im Tmo'anu Umarisim Cherev T'uklu. If you rebel against me, the sword's going to eat you up. So he learns up to that pasuk, he says, Michael, food, yoichel eschem v'yafsidchem. Food really eats you up alive and ruins you. Ki yata eschem v'gashmias. It moves you to gashmias and you forget about your ruchnias. That's what food does. And v'meilo, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us a mitzvah, v'chalto v'savato v'irachto, that you should use your food and tak go b'irachto. Let the Michael yureini ba'adam. Let the food lift you up. Levorech al yodoy es boiroy, to use your food and bench Hashem, that's the tachlis of this mitzvah, birchas hamazon. Because in essence, food is dangerous, up to Vilna Gaon. Food removes you from your ruchnias. Amori dika maisa. Mishrol Zev Guzman zatzal. Mishrol Zev Guzman was nifted in the 1990s. That's so long ago. He was an Adam Gadol. A lot of people don't know about him. He was an Adam Gadol. He sat on Reb Chaim Oizer's bezdin when he was 18 years old in Vilna. You can imagine, Reb Chaim Oizer was impressed with him. And we know Reb Chaim Oizer was known to write a few tshuvas in one shot with two hands. So you can imagine the Gaonus of Reb Chaim Oizer. And he appointed him at 18 years old to be on his bezdin. So you can imagine how great he was. When he was a little kid, Yisrael Zev Guzman, his parents took him once to visit the Chafetz Chaim. As a kid, he came into the Chafetz Chaim. So when he came into the room of the Chafetz Chaim saw the kid. And what he said was, "There is a good kid. I see he's a good kid. Hob rachmonos oifem. Have mercy on him. Gebnish su essen sifil, un su slofen sifil. Don't let him eat too much, don't let him sleep too much." The Chafetz Chaim told the parents, "Have rachmonos on this little boy, Yisrael Zev Guzman. Don't feed him too much and don't let him sleep too much." What was the Chafetz Chaim saying? The Chafetz Chaim was a person that was excellent in his Beit Adol HaChaveirai. And he's telling the parents not to feed his kid too much. Don't let him sleep too much. The Chafetz Chaim understood the yisoid that we're saying. Too much food. Food removes you from your ruchnias. Food puts you at risk to forgetting Hashem. And meanwhile, the Chafetz Chaim told his parents, "Hob rachmonos of the kid." And obviously they listened to his instructions because he became great. But this is the yisoid of benching. The yisoid of benching is to come after a whole meal and still connect to the Rebbeinu Shlom. You know, it's in Tosfos and Ksubos. I don't know if you came to it. Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. It's mamash this yisoid of the Chafetz Chaim. Tosfos and Ksubos, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. In Divrei Maaseh Chol Loi, Taisus says, Abrina b'medrash. The medrash says, Ad she'odom mispalal she'kodas toiru l'toich gufoy. Before you're busy davening, a toiru should go in. Yispalal shalai yikotsu madonim l'toich gufoy. David, that all the sweets and delights out there should not go in. Which means more important than pouring your heart out by Ava Rabba and Tyrus should go into us. Even more important than that, Zaktaismus, is that all the gashmis of food and sweets should not be going into you. Because that stares your Torah. That's Mamash the Yisrael of the Chavetz Chaim. The ace rotzoin of Purim is l'chayra and ace rotzoin dependent how you use your Purim. Everybody knows your dua. You open all the svarim and you find out how the on Purim you can get answered on anything. Kol ha'poishet yad. You open your hands to Hashem. Nois d'loy. The Rabbeinu Shalom brings down tremendous Yeshua of Purim. And there's so many stories that people found Yeshua waiting years and a Purim they were answered. The Eis Rotzoin of Purim, based on this Vilna Gaon, is all dependent on how you still suit to Purim. Is your Purim on New Year's? Is it a Halloween? Or your Purim is like a Yid celebrates? Could you get drunk and sit at a meal and still remember Hashem? That's the Yiddish way of having Purim. But if food and drink make you forget Hashem, and it turns into Halloween, there's no Eis Rotzeh for you. The whole Eis Rotzeh by the Rabbeinu Shalom, Bashyoyim Hashmi, Kitoyim Leiv HaMelech, the Rabbeinu Shalom is so happy because he saw the Yid acting like a Yid, even though he's drinking and eating. That was the godless of the Yidden. And that was the Eis Rotzeh by the Rabbeinu Shalom, why it was so pleasing in the Nachas Ruach. Your Purim, you getting answered for all the things you need. Everybody has bakoshes, and whether it's in the gashmiest the things that you need, whether it's in ruchniest things that you need, everybody has yeshuas that they're waiting for, things that they need, that their Rebbeinu should help them with. Be'im begashmi, be'im ruchni. The yeshua is going to come through Purim. If you have the Yisrotzen of Purim, then you're like a Yid and not like the Umay Sa'ilam. That's what we're seeing in this Vilna Gaon. And the emes is, in benching also, we find this type of concept. We're talking about the Yisrotzen of benching. It was known that Rav Shach, the Ponovich Rosh Hashiva, people used to come in with problems to him. All different types of issues that they had to, needed eitzah and advice and brachas for. And Rav Shach, standard, used to tell them, be mekabel to bench from a bencher properly, and you'll see your Yeshua. Rav Shach understood the Eis Rotzoin and the segula of what a benching is. Why is it such a segula? Because it's so difficult to shtel tzu, to make a good benching. It's so hard after you eat a meal to actually sit down properly and bench properly. It's not an easy thing. We all know this. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Osur lasois melacha ba'oidei mevarech. You can't do something while you're benching. No work. What does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah, afilu tashmish kal osur lasois. Even the lightest activity is osur to do while you're benching. You're like clearing off the table while you're benching, all right in front of you, even though you're sitting there. You can't do anything. The lightest activity while you're benching. And why? So the Mishnah Berurah, your benching seems to be a temporary happening. It's not a kvius that you're really connecting with Hashem. Ain't tzarich loymar. Shlo yasek v'davish tzarich loss of liboy alov. I don't have to say that you can't do something you might have to focus on. That for sure you can't be doing. And even be careful with ayin v'divrei Torah. Don't even bench and say benching while you're looking at a divrei Torah. I know myself, sometimes you know, use a bench with pirushim at the bottom. You get distracted in the middle of your benching. You start, you know, learning a thing while you're saying the bench. You're not allowed to do that. You have to keep complete focus in connecting with Hashem. Even to the ayin of divrei Torah while you're benching, you can't do that. Zokta Mishnah Brura, v'zeh michlal, this obligation is included in Vashtet, in the Teichecha. The scary Teichecha that scares Klal Yisrael, in Telchu, Imi, Keri, if you're going to go along with me, Keri means just by happening, by chance. Hainu shlo yiyu mitzvahs atzleinu outside mikra. Your mitzvahs can't be just a mikra happening. V'hizdamnus v'alma. But rather you have to do things with a kviyus. And specifically benching, make sure you're not involved with anything while you're benching. And that's what creates the Eis Ratzon. If a person shtels through the benching properly, as difficult as it is, you show Hashem you're doing it properly, that's why it's a tremendous Eis Ratzon. You know, the Me'iri writes, fascinating, in the Gemara Brachas, on Memhei Amun Aleph, the mitzvah of Zimun, we have three people that eat together, you make a Birchas HaZimun, he says, Indian HaZimun, why did Hashem give this mitzvah? Why do we have such obligation to be Mezamin? The answer is, Dr. Meiri, it's derech azhoro v'hashro. It's a warning. L'soirer livracha mitoich kavon. It's, we have three people together. We're being mezamen means, because we're telling each other, let's bench properly. V'kavona. How we're supposed to do a benching. Although it's so difficult, you just ate and you forget Hashem naturally for food. And it's taka brought down. If you look in Kuf Pei Hei, Siman Kuf Pei Hei, over there, the Mishnah Berurah taka brings down right at the beginning of the Siman, Kol Hazor Birchas Amozoin. Anybody who's careful with his benching, Mizoinoisov Mitsuyas Loi Kol Yoma Bikavai. You promise to have your Parnasa Bikavid the entire life. The hamidaktik, someone who's really careful in his benching, yizor levarich chatzchilo toicha sefer. Make sure you're benching from a script in a bencher. V'loy balpeh, you can't do it by heart. How much kavod and connection could you have if you're saying a balpeh? So, to Mishnah Berurah, do it from a sefer, from a bencher. Kosov b'sefer chasidim. Dr. Mishnah Berurah, I saw brought down in Sefer Chasidim. Maisa be'echod shemes. Someone was nifter. V'nisgala b'chaloyim la'echod mikroivam. He came back in a dream to one of his relatives. V'om aloy, and he told his relative, b'chol yoyim donin oisi, every day I'm getting judged, al shaloy ha'yisi midaktik l'vorech kalabrochus b'kavonas aleim. Every day I'm being judged because I was not careful to go ahead and be medactic and bench with kavanah and bench properly, say my brachas properly. And ever since, I saw an incredible Zohar Kaddish that Mamash brings out this point that the Eis Ratzon is dependent how you shtel tzu, both in benching and both on your Purim. Zohar Kaddish writes in Parashat Vayakel. This is the Hebrew text. Ki zeh shemivorich laKaddish Baruch Hu al amazon mitoich hasoiva. Someone benches Hashem when he's full. Tzorich l'chaven es liboy. You have to have a special kavana. V'losum es ritzoynei l'vorich b'simcha. And place your desire that I want to thank Hashem happily. V'lo yeh ba'atzmus. You can't be depressed. You have to say it with joy. El yavorich b'simcha. U'kemoy shehu mivorich b'simcha. According to your level, how you bench with joy, uba'ayin toivo, and with a good eye, you're thanking Hashem with your whole heart. Kach noisten loy brochois v'shefa b'simcho va'ayin toivo. Accordingly, Shemayim opens up the shari brocha, the shari ashpo, to reciprocate to you with joy and ayin toivo, the way you benched to Hashem. It's quite clear that the Eis Ratzon that we get from our benching is accordingly how much you shteltzu to benching properly, or how much you allow yourself with food to be the Shachachta as Hashem. And one last point in regard to benching. You know, there's one letter that's missing in the entire benching. You go through the whole benching, it's a huge arichos. We cover the whole aleph base in there. There's one letter, it's brought down, that it's not in the whole benching. Zok de Bach, in the end of Simen Kuf Pei Hei. Lomo ein endofei bebirchas amazin. There's no endofei in birchas amazin. Why is that the one letter that's missing in the entire aleph base for benching?
If you bench properly, ain't shoylet boy. You will not be controlled. Loi ba'af, v'loi b'shetzef, v'loi b'ketzef. All the anger and hardship that the Rebbeinu Shem could set down won't apply to you. And in Eil, that's why there's no endofei, because all the words have endofei in it. And that's why you're not going to find that in the benching. Rabbi Tzio Solomon Zatzal, Mashkiach of Lakewood, he gratis speaks about in his Sefer on Shabbos that this year is a specific opportunity that you don't have too often. It seems that he said this shmooze, but it came out like this also, that Purim was on a Friday. He says, Eilonu Eis Ratzon Yoiser. You're not going to have a Purim that has a greater Eis Ratzon than the Shabbos Bishono Shebo Chal Purim Be'erev Shabbos. The Eis Ratzon of a Purim with a Shabbos, that combination is very unique. And it's the highest level of Eis Ratzon possible from all the ways that we have combinations of a Purim could fall out. Why? He says, because a person who goes through the whole Avodas HaPurim, and what you do on Purim is, you niskatshu kol inyoni hachomer. Your whole physicality was niskadish. You showed Hashem how you can eat and drink and still be connected to Hashem. B'simchas hayoyim. Your Purim doesn't look like Halloween. And then Pesach, suddenly on Friday, when you're celebrating your Purim, you suddenly, Bo HaMelech, Shabbos comes in, and suddenly, Afsikim L'Smayach, you finish with that, and now you're Isaac B'Shmiras HaKadosh HaShabbos. Holchim Me'achilo Shtia Kados L'Shmiras Shabbos. If you show the Rebbeinu Shem after Purim, and you can still go ahead and be Shoyim B'Shabbos properly, he says it's such a tremendous Eis Ratzon, like we're seeing over here from the Vilna Gaon, that when Klal Yisrael acts like a Yid, something that Umos HaOlam can't do, and a Yid goes ahead and does that, it develops a tremendous Eis Ratzon. And he says there's no question in the world, B'li Safek, I have no doubt, whenever it falls out like this, Erev Shabbos, it goes right in Purim, and then goes right into Shabbos, I have B'li Sofik, Nitin Lonu, Eis Ratzon Kazeh, the Eis Ratzon was handed down by Hashem, Simenu Shetzrichaloi. I have no doubt if Hashem made this opportunity, it's because you need it. Klal Yisrael needs that Eis Ratzon. And I don't have to explain to you the matzah of Klal Yisrael today. We all know what the Shas Sara of Klal Yisrael is, both here in America and in Eretz Yisrael, all over. Rechamanu Litzlan. We need a Yeshua. And a Mela, Zoka Matisyo, whenever you have this phenomenon and it falls out with a Friday into Purim, Purim that goes right into Shabbos, it's because Simenu Shetzricheloi, we need this. The Al-Kain, a person should utilize the opportunity of use the Purim properly, and then you go into Shabbos, and through the Zchiris Yoyim HaShabbos Lekadshoi, with Taka Zoicha Bevadai, Lifo, Mamash to be Poyolois, tremendous Yeshuas. If a Yid can show the Rabbeinu Shleilom, that I'm not like Umas Ha'ilom, and with all my celebrations, I still stay like a Yid, that's a tremendous Eis Ratzon. I see time is short, but I really think it's a beautiful Haysafa to this point. I saw from Harav HaGoyin HaTzadik of Kalman Kron Zatzal, I was very close to them, and he has a Moiridika Shmuz in his Inyanei Purim that Mamash connects to this. I'm going to say it over Bekitzer, but it's unbelievable what an eye-opener it is in regard to this whole discussion. And you see Mamash, what a Talmud Chacham Muflag he was, because he put together, literally it's like a 30-page shtickle, and he put together all the chazals. It's like, it's Oyev and Oyev. We all know the famous Gemara in Megillah on Yud Beis, where the Gemara asks, "Bipnei ma nischayvu oisador kliya?" Why was Klal Yisrael mechuyev to die, and God's Klal Yisrael was going to wipe out an historia per? Says the Gemara, "If they should nedu mesudas oisar rasha, they would nedu for the suda v'achashverish." So the Gemara says, "What do you mean?" So that Beshushan, the people that went yargu, they should be killed. Why is the whole world getting, all the Yid are getting killed out? Says the Gemara, if they shashtachavu l'tzelem, they bowed down to the tzelem of the Nebuchadnezzar. Says Rav Kalman Bekitzer, he brings out a bunch of Maram HaKaybis, that it's Mavur and Chazal that both reasonings are true. Klal Yisrael's Gzeira of Purim was because of Shtei Asibus. They were Goyer of the Gzeira's Hamad. Both. They're the Mesubis HaKashverish and the Shtachmul Otzela. That's Mavur. He brings out many Chazals that prove this point. The Megillah begins by He Bimei HaKashverish. Vayehi, we know, is a lashon of tsar. As I state the chazal, what's the tsar at the start of the Megillah? Vayehi, a lashon of tsar? What's the tsar? Zok the Pnei Yeshua, the tsar was this point. At the Megillah begins, Vayehi Mech HaShverish, there was a Suda, and Klal Yisrael joined the Suda. Neve Mesuda Zach HaShverish. That's the start of the Megillah. He says, this that the Gemara sounds like is because of Gzeres Haman, Vayihi, that was a tsar. Gzeres Haman's a few prokem later. That can't be the tsar. It has to be much deeper what the Gemara is saying. It's out the Suda that they were netted from. One more horror that he asks, that he says, like, is that when Esther revealed to Achashverosh what's happening to the Yidden, Achashverosh said, "Bihu zeh ve'ezehu, Hashem Eloi libelasis came." Who in the world had an idea to do such a thing? Frek da'achreinim, I mean, it's in Eipschitz and many others. I don't understand. Achashverosh is lying. He signed away to this. How could he possibly lie through his teeth and say, "Bihu zeh ve'ezehu"?
He signed off the yidden to be killed. He doesn't know about Gzeiras Haman. Who are you fooling? He even took off his ring. The kitzer, what he wants to bring out, an understanding for all this is we know, like the Gemara says also, Megillah Daf Yudalid, Achashverosh hated the Yidden mamish as much as Haman. It's a Gemara Yudalid and Megillah. He wanted to destroy the Yidden as much as Haman. Like Rashi brings down in that Gemara, Yesh lilmoid me'achashverosh sha'af b'dayt t'choy la'shmidam. The mamish wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. They were partners in this crime. However, says the Achrayim, there was a fundamental difference between Achashverosh's plan and Haman's plan. And this connects to our word that we're talking about today. Haman, who's Amalek, wanted just to kill the Yid. Get rid of them, just kill them. Achashverosh had a much deeper plan. And Achashverosh wanted that the Yid should become a guy. I want the Yidden to become Goyim. Don't you have to kill them, but make them into Goyim. Like we say in the Pasuk, V'chu l'achidim b'goyim lo yizoch Hashem Yisrael loit. Let's destroy the nation and don't remember this thing as a Yid. Make every Yid become Goyish. So Achashverosh was serious. He didn't understand Haman wanted to actually execute them. He thought his plan is what Haman's going to do. And they both had their own plan in mind, and they didn't see eye to eye in the plan. Until this point, the Miuzev Ezehu. Zokrev Kalman, this is the reason why Nene Mesudas Achashverosh was such an Avera. It's brought down a Chazal that there was kosher food there. So the Nen of Mesudas Achashverosh, but they're even eating kosher. It had great Hashem, it had the KCL on it. It wasn't just OU or Chaf K. It was great Hashem. And yet the Taina, Nen of Mesudas Achashverosh? What's wrong? Why is it wrong to be Nene? The answer is, this was the beginning of the destruction of Klal Yisrael. Achashverosh's plan was panning out. They're making the Yidden join the Goyish party, and the Yid's gonna become like a Goy with his kosher food. His Purim will be Halloween. He'll get drunk and be like the Goy, with kosher wine, of course, and kosher food, of course. That's what Achashverosh wanted. And Klal Yisrael fell for it and joined the party. And that was the beginning of their destruction. And that's why Vayihi was such a tragedy. Vayihi Yimei Achashverosh. This is the underlying root of what Achashverosh wanted in the destruction of Klal Yisrael. This Yisoy that we're seeing today, of Vayoyim Ashni, that Ayid, although he eats and drinks, does not become like the guy. Achashverosh wanted that the Yid should be lost and everything they do should be like the guy. And it just ends off. He just ends off Moridik that the end of Shoshanas Yaakov, we say something Peladik. Arurim, the old Pesach was Arurim Kol HaRelim Bruchim Kol Yisrael. They changed it because of the censors. But Be'etzim, that was the real Nusach of Shoshanas Yaakov. They were cursing out all the Arelim and Baruch to all of Klal Yisrael. We haven't changed gears by us. Or Arurim Kol HaGoyim Baruch Kol Yisrael. Our gears has changed. But these are two different old Nuschois before the censors came. Frek Rav Kalman, I don't understand why Punkt on Purim are we saying cursed are all the Goyim and benched are all the Yidden? We don't do that on Pesach. We don't do that on Chanukah. All the other time we're not busy doing this. All of a sudden, here this is what we say. He said, because this is the Yisoid of Purim.
The Yesod of Purim is that Ahasuerus wanted the Gid to lose his identity and drink and eat and become like a goy. What food could do to a person, what drink could do to a person. And this is the Nekuda that we were saved from, and we remained the Yid. And that's the Yisrotzen of Purim, that the Rebbeinu Shem sees how a Yid eats and drinks. And that's that Nusach of the end of Shoshanas Yaakov, that we're reiterating the benchkite of Klal Yisrael, the Baruch of Klal Yisrael, and the Oru of the Goyim.